Food commentator Nancy Leeson got a special egg over the Easter weekend, but it was too heavy for any bunny to deliver. She tells KNKX's Dick Stein all about it on today's Food for Thought.
Well, Nance, you got a pretty special Easter egg over the weekend. It was a big green egg, wasn't it?
It was. It was one of those wonderful ceramic charcoal grills that, generally speaking, cost a fortune.
Yeah, I've been looking at those things for years, wondering what the big deal was about them, and thinking, they're really expensive.
We've been looking at them for at least a decade and lusting after them. Finally, Mac was having this conversation with a pal. His friend Alan said, "You need a green egg." And we complained about the price. He said, "Craigslist, pal." So he's been keeping an eye out for us and finally found one. And the price was right with all the accoutrements. So Mac brought it home just in time to make the best Easter lamb we've ever had in our lives. In fact, it was the best lamb, period.
Well, I want to hear all about that. But first, what is the deal about these Kamado-style charcoal cookers?
Kamado-style grills like the Big Green Eggs are a kind of mashup of a charcoal grill, a smoker, and an outdoor oven all in one. So everything is ceramic except the grate, and it holds the heat with a really tight seal, so the temperature remains steady. And you know what? It's a lot like the kiln that we use to make our pizza in.
Like we talked about last week.
And guess what, Stein? You're going to be so jealous. The thing goes up to 750 degrees.
Oh, thermo envy. But you wouldn't want to cook a lamb roast at 750.
No, we tried to keep it in the low 300s. There's a temperature gauge, and you can regulate the temperature. It should have taken an hour, but it took two, because when you lift it to put the lamb onto the grate, it really changes the amount of heat that's in there. And I think that there's definitely a learning curve. We'll learn that over time, but I have to tell you, despite the fact that dinner was late, everybody who had dinner with us was beyond impressed with this meal.
So what did you do with the lamb before you put it in there?
He marinated in this chimichurri from Francis Mallmann, the famous Argentine chef.
Oh, yeah, he was in that Chef's Table TV series.
That chimichurri recipe comes from Mallmann's Seven Fires, Grilling the Argentine Way. It's a great cookbook.
Well, there's a lot of different kind of chimichurris. What was in this one?
Well, it called for fresh parsley and fresh oregano, but we had marjoram in the yard instead, so we substituted that. And it calls for red pepper flakes. We used Aleppo pepper, red wine vinegar, olive oil, a little salt, and garlic, of course.
So it sounds like you definitely think it was worth it to get this thing, huh?
There's no question in my mind. I can't wait to make pizza in there, bread, roasted chicken, ribs, and a brisket, of course.
Well, I know that the Big Green Egg and lots of other clay charcoal cookers have been around for several decades at least, but the concept, the technology itself, actually goes back thousands of years, 3,000 years.
Sometimes old ways are the best ways.
You took pictures and videos and stuff of that roast lamb, and it really did look wonderful. And we'll put all that on the Food for Thought post at knkx.org, along with a link to that chimichurri recipe. And I'll also have a link to a very comprehensive article on the comparative merits of a number of different Kamado-style cooker brands. And maybe I'll get some tips from Lauren the Potter we cooked the pizzas with last week on how I could make my own ceramic Kamado cooker. I'll call it Stein's Kamado Dragon. What do you think about that, Leeson?
That's Kamado.
Well, you say Kamado, I say Kamado.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Well, we are almost out of time. With KNKX food talker and Big Green Egg lover, Nancy.
Worth the egg-stravagance.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Green-egged with envy.
Stein.